6:18 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We welcome to our newsmaker line right now John Patton, the Tennessee State Director for American Federation for Children. Good morning, John.
Hey, Michael Patrick. It's very good to be with you today, sir.
Well, John, so a new school year is about to begin. As far as I can tell, the governor's plan that became law that established education savings accounts for parents whose children are scheduled to go into failing schools in Shelby County and Davidson County looks like that is in effect. Have you been tracking that, and how well is that program doing?
Yes, sir, that's correct. So as you might remember, the law was actually passed in the May 2019 legislative session. It's been hung up in the courts since then. The Supreme Court of Tennessee freed up the program about 4 weeks ago, and this past Friday, the election news kind of buried it, but the courts rejected a final injunction against the program. So officially, as of this Friday, the program can go out. It can start. We can start enrolling kids officially in Davidson and Shelby County.
Well, that sounds great. It's a good movement forward. The question is now, how many parents in Shelby County and Davidson County have requested to be part of the program? And tell us a little bit about the details of what happens in this program.
Absolutely, yeah. So between when the Supreme Court ruled that the program was constitutional, that was July 13th, for the 2 weeks after that, if you can believe it, almost 2,200 families filled out this intent to enroll form. So that's just families. You know, the number of kids is going to be more than that because some of those families have more than one kid. Additionally, over 80 schools expressed interest in participating, and that's just those two counties.
And let's step back. When you say over 80 schools expressed an interest in participating, were those private schools, public schools? How does all this work?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So those are private schools. So what this program does is it grants somewhere between $7,000 and $8,000 per child to a family for them to be able to send their kid to a school of their choice. So that could be private school. It could be it could be actually homeschooling. It could be a pod school, any number of arrangements. And so a family has to meet a certain number of criteria in order to qualify through the state, and then they would get those dollars, and the dollars could follow the scholars, as we say.
So the criteria that a family has to meet have to do with income, is that it? What else does it mean?
Yes, sir. So it's income. It's also you have to be coming from a current Shelby County or Davidson County public school, or you have to be entering kindergarten. So if you're currently enrolled in a private school in one of those two counties, you can't actually qualify for the program. But if you're coming from a current public school seat, then you could be eligible. And in terms of income requirements, it's twice the federal free lunch program. So a family of four that makes less than about $72,000-$73,000 a year would qualify.
Now, hasn't the school started in Davidson County and Shelby County, or is it about to start?
Great question. It's about to start, and the timing on all this, as anybody listening can imagine, is not ideal. Ideally, you have months and months to ramp up this program, but just as the way the courts work, the way things have worked out, we have a matter of weeks. Typically, there's shuffling around with students and schools during the first few weeks of school. But naturally, there's very, very little time for a lot of these families to find seats. It's not impossible, but we're working alongside of the department, which has been working very, very hard, the Department of Ed here in Tennessee, to get kids enrolled. So that's what we're doing.
What do you think is going to if we fast forward to the end of August, of these, 2,200 families have signed up? Are more signing up all along, or is there a deadline to apply?
The deadline is, the application is actually, basically there is none. It's basically rolling and rolling, but obviously there's going to be some natural kind of weeding out because some schools are just not going to accept applications past a certain date. But it's basically up to the individual school to decide how they want to look at those empty seats.
So if a student, if parents here in Davidson County think they qualify, where do they go to sign up?
So rather than give you the exact website, I would say it's tn.esaedu.gov. But I would just say Google Tennessee ESA program. That's the best thing you can do.
Tennessee
ESA.
ESA program. All right. I'm Googling it right now as we speak. And there it is. It's coming up.
Hit either number one or two.
Yep. Okay. It's right there. Yeah. You can see the details of it. There's an ESA website, and you're exactly right. It's esa.tnedu.gov, esa.tnedu.gov, and you can go in and you can download an application for students, and then I guess there's a place to submit that application, and then, you know, you track it, right? I guess the problem then becomes, so it's what, $7,000 or so per student?
Yeah, it's going to be some. Well, it's going to be at least $7,300. We know that. It could be closer up towards $8,000.
So let's say the parent goes to esa.tnedu.gov. They fill out the form. Do they proactively then go out and say, "I'd like private school X"? Or private school, whatever, here in Nashville. That's where I'd like to go. Do they go to the admissions department there and say, "We'd like our student we'd like our child to enroll in your program"?
Great question. So that's certainly one thing that they can do. There is I don't think there's a spot on that website right now that's sort of a clearinghouse that shows all of the schools that have expressed interest and have kind of registered with the state. But if that list isn't there now, it'll be up there shortly. But certainly, private schools, independent schools in both counties are very much aware of the program. And if a parent did contact them, then they definitely would get a sense for whether or not that school was going to participate or not.
So
again, this is all happening fast.
What if? You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, a parent now is listening, and I want to send my kid to private school. I think I can qualify. I can go to esa.tnedu.gov. Let's say they live in the southernmost part of Davidson County, and they want their child to go to a private school in Williamson County. Can that happen?
As long as the family is a resident of Davidson County, then yes, they can do that.
Really?
But if the family is a resident of, if the family is outside of Davidson County,
can't do
Shelby
it.
County, then they cannot. That's
okay.
Correct.
But if they wanted to, because I can imagine some people might want to go to, I don't know, you know, private schools in Brentwood, for instance.
Sure.
And it's not that big a commute from southern Davidson County to Brentwood. But it's interesting now, what does a parent do? Let's say they go to a private school and they say, "Hey, we'd love to have our child come here. We've qualified. We can get the $7,300, and the private school tuition is $12,000. What happens then?
Well, you know, I mean, certainly our view, and I think we've seen from other states, is that that bridges the gap significantly. If you have a family that,
1 minute,
you know, if the ESA basically pays for, let's just say, 40%, 50%, 60% of tuition, hypothetically, then, you know, that makes it much more within reach for a family to be able to pay something out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
In some instances, you know, schools will, plenty of schools give financial aid. So
maybe they could go in and say, "Hey, could you give me some financial aid too?"
Yeah, so that's certainly a possibility.
All right. Well, John Patton, the Tennessee State Director for American Federation for Children. Thanks so much for joining us. And would you come back next month and let us know how well this program is doing?
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you so much, Michael Patrick. Really.
All right. Great to have you. Hey, thanks for John Patton, the State Director for American Federation for Children here in Tennessee. When we come back, the gang's going to be back together again. The original All-Star panelist, Crom Carmichael, will be in studio. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.